This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis wants to change how quickly and how much Coloradans receive for their upcoming Tabor tax refunds this year. CPR's Benta Berkland explains.
Polis and Democrats are backing a bill to send taxpayers $400 rebates for individuals and $800 for couples this summer. Normally, the tax rebates would be paid next spring.
The rising costs are a real challenge for Colorado families. That's why we're working to get this relief out as soon as possible.
Republicans were quick to blast the move, saying it was an election year ploy by Polis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill that would crack down on fentanyl dealers while forcing more users into treatment has passed the state house. Much of the debate over the bill focused on what the penalties for knowingly possessing fentanyl will be, with Democrats saying the bill doesn't do enough to help addicts and Republicans saying it doesn't do enough to stop drug dealers. However, supporters of the bill, like Democratic Representative Kyle Mulica, say it might not be perfect, but it will help.
And we don't have an option to stand idly by and doing nothing while people in our community are dying.
The bill has bipartisan support and bipartisan opposition. Now it heads to the Senate. Only a handful of Colorado ski resorts remain open, including Vail Mountain, which is set to close Sunday. Vail opened its slopes in mid-November, making this its longest ever winter season. In 2019, Vail made the largest snowmaking investment by a resort in North America, allowing it to keep parts of the mountain open for longer. This is CPR and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's 11:06, and this hour, we're listening to The Takeaway.